This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The set by Evaldi, the 2-2 delivery, and a bouncing ball hit the first. Berger's got it. Underhands to Evaldi, and the ball game's over. Nathan with his third career shutout. He has blanked the Reds in Cincinnati 1-0.
The first complete game of the Major League Baseball season belongs right here on 105.3 The Fan, and so does Sean and RJ live with the Hump Day Edition on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, featuring our Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back, entire morning squad with you live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I bet on Evaldi.
Oh, yeah?
I knew Evaldi was going to come out strong. I did not know he would go 8 more innings strong. Rangers win 1-0.
I could not believe the second start, you know, of the year that, you know, you would have a complete game shutout in today's era of baseball, of worrying about pitch counts and, you know, not letting guys face a team the third time through the order, that they would that it would happen literally the first full week of the season. This is not, you know, we're not even in the second. This is the first full week of the season.
Wonder if it takes an old school manager like Bochy.
Probably. I don't, because, you know.
Because it was only 99 pitches.
Right. And there's a case to be made. If you saw, like, week, you know, game one, most guys didn't go, like, a lot of guys are in the league, their pitch count was at 75. And then the second game, you would make that pitch count go up to 90. You would jump at 15. And then the third game, you're free to go, whatever. But, you know, old school guys do value two things. They value the shutout. They value the complete game. And, you know, if a pitcher has a chance to go get it. And if you notice, there was nobody warming to start the ninth.
Huh? Really? So you mean they weren't trusting Luke Jackson? You hear that, Jared? Hopefully you're watching.
I'll tell you, I was stunned. Like, because when the leadoff guy got on, it was like they start warming up, you know, two guys in the pen.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. No one was warming up. This is 2025. There's guys warming up in every inning that passed the sixth.
And the drama built perfectly with Ellie De La Cruz walking up there, the tens of tens in the stands there in Cincinnati, dozens and dozens getting up, applauding, tying run on second base. And Nate, he goes to the playbook and gets De La Cruz to chase a couple and then gets out of it.
Yeah, how do you like that? How do you like your little torpedo bat now, Ellie? You can't even get on. Boy, this is also, we'd be looking at going into extra innings if not for that Wyatt Langford home run just sneaking out past the wall, which that looked like that ball died, because when he hit it at first, I was like, oh, that's sailing 10 rows back.
Yeah, I wonder how much the cold weather, like, knocks the ball, because it does knock the ball down. The ball doesn't travel as well as it compresses well in the cold. Golf is the same way. It's You take 10 yards off a shot, but, you know, in the summertime, that ball's 15 rows back.
Yeah, Rangers just cost themselves a little bit at second in this game. Wyatt hesitating. I still think he ends up out at second base, but he had a possible double. And then they had the insurance run in the eighth inning. I think it was Josh Smith that was on second base, I think with one out, and they couldn't get it across for Nate. Did not matter.
Yeah, this is a... You win and you're happy with a win. You're not going to get somebody like Evaldi to come out there and throw you a shutout every game, though. So these, like, one run, four hit efforts, these issues not being able to capitalize on runners in scoring position. The you know, the other games we've seen this year where they've scored three runs, two runs, four runs, like the offense has got to start picking it up a little bit.
He's just a dog.
He is, man. I mean, they got one guy to third, and that was a single, and then like two fielder's choices got him over there to third. That's it. Like it was not like he had a double or a triple. He completely nickel and dimed them and overpowered them at other times.
He had one 3-ball count all night. It was the second hitter of the game.
It's good, man.
When I needed less than 20 pitches in the first inning and and was able to go ahead and get it. When did Nate know he had it working yesterday?
I mean, I feel like the fifth or sixth inning, I knew my pitch count was down, and I felt like we had a really good game plan going into it, using the off speed, and I had a good feel for my curveball and splitter. I thought he could call it a great game as well back there. We were on the same page pretty much throughout the entire game. Second time through the lineup, started using the cutter in a little bit more, keep him off balance, so that way we'd be able to rely on the off speed that third time around.
8 strikeouts, no walks. Eovaldi is the 7th pitcher in franchise history with a complete game shutout, needing less than 100 pitches. Our boy Derek Holland leads the way 3 times. Dutch did it for your baseball team. Oh. Fewest pitches with a complete game shutout by a Ranger since who in 2015?
Fewest pitches, Cole.
2015.
Close. Cole.
Hamels.
Cole Wynn.
You're on the right track.
Oh, Reagan's wasn't there.
Big fella.
Wait.
Bartolo Colon.
Colby.
Oh,
Colby Lewis.
Colby Lewis needed just 97 on September 11, 2015 against Oakland. Eovaldi leads baseball. All these notes courtesy of Jared Sandler. Leads baseball in strikeouts and whiffs. 17 Ks and 35 whiffs. One of 10 starting pitchers to have made 2 starts, but next closest in both categories is Yamamoto with 14 and 28. 5th time in Nate's career in which he's thrown his, well, I can't do all the, I'm not going to break down. It's all the different pitches at least 20 times. So it's basically showing off the versatility and the arsenal.
He's got it. I mean, he can command all of his pitches right now at a very high level. And that's like, that's the key. And you're already going to be ahead of the offenses. It's cold. Hitters don't want to get jammed right now. Like, it's cold out there. They do not want to. That's what the torpedo bats come in. Yeah, get jammed.
I know.
But, they don't want to hit. It's so cold. You got guys wearing those. They're gators. They don't want to hit out there.
We talk about hitting, too, by the way. I know one of the things we've had.
Is that what we figured out, that Ellie De La Cruz thing was a gator?
It's called a gator in the skiing snowboarding world. My kids call it something else.
Okay.
They're probably awake. I'll ask.
We've been on watch for exit velocity too with Adolis, because that's going to be a good predictor of like how is he swinging the bat. You know, Friday is the last time that Adolis hit a ball in play that was under 90 miles per hour.
Woo!
Yesterday he didn't get a hit, but he hit 103, 94, 92. His average exit velocity on this season so far is 99 miles per hour.
And he has gone 5 straight games without a strikeout, the longest streak of his career. He had never gone more than 3 straight games before that. Almost had an awesome diving play in right field. Did you think before the replay that he caught that ball? I thought it was off the bounce, barely. It was barely off the bounce. So I was right. Long way of saying I was right.
I didn't see that catch. That would have been one of the times that I was in the bathroom or something. I didn't see that play.
It's called a shiesty. That's right. The kids called it a shiesty.
A shiesty?
Can you say that?
Yeah. He's acting shiesty.
Yeah, I know.
Why wouldn't you be able to say it? Shut up.
It's the name.
I don't want to hear nothing from you about censorship.
I'm trying to protect us.
It's the name. If it's the name, it's the name.
Two days in a row, you guys are trying to get us kicked off the fan cam.
Shiesty. Can't say that now. Is that a form of killing too? I don't know.
No, I thought it was like a sub for the S word and we couldn't say it.
877-881-1053, Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line. What is Jerry Jones doing? Was that designed disrespect yesterday talking about Micah Parsons' agent? That's coming up at 6:20. How about last night in the association, which I bet on as well? I'm betting on Paolo Banchero games here all of a sudden because of Kevin Hagelin's underdog. The Joker, 3rd triple-double with 60 points scored in the history of the NBA.
Dude,
James Harden, Joker last night was 61, 10, and 10. And Luka, 60-21-10.
Is that a good game?
Holy.
Is that a good game?
But
no. But he was so fat when he did it.
He was overweight and he didn't care, and he's not the kind of guy that you want to build your team around.
But all for naught.
Anthony Edwards, Gordon is there, and he threw it away. It's a turnover. 2-on-1. Brown, Westbrook, no. Rebound Alexander Walker. Final seconds. Here we go. Conley the other way. Edwards looks at the clock. Drives. Feeds. Boards.
They got a foul.
They got a foul
on the three-point shot.
It's a foul on the three-point shot.
Maybe the dumbest basketball player in history, Russell Westbrook. Coop was tweeting about this last night as the game ended. He was like, this is why I have always said, no matter how athletic he was or anything else, no matter during his prime, I would never have had Russell Westbrook on my team.
Oh.
He's like, he's a low IQ basketball player. He takes bad shots. He gets the steal. That's awesome. Amazing. Then he goes down to the floor. He takes a reckless layup, blows it, and then comes right back down the court and fouls the guy on the three as time expires and just hands them a victory. He is one of the dumbest players ever.
Minnesota wins in double overtime, 140-139, 61-10-10 for Joker.
By the way, Russell Westbrook dipped from the locker room before reporters were allowed in last night.
How convenient.
Yeah, he's always wanting to talk.
But if a fan said dumb foul, he'd be trying to elbow drop him in the stands, in the arena, with how thin-skinned he is.
Hope your kid gets called Westbrook at school today.
Is it gonna get close for the MVP?
With Joker again?
Yeah.
I think they have predetermined. I'm guessing it's predetermined that Shea just to be
probably.
Different.
They probably. I think that's what they did with Embiid a couple years ago.
How do the numbers look?
I mean, Shea's been great. Shea is, as it stands now, he would be the first player since Michael Jordan to average three straight seasons of 30 points and 5 assists a game, I think, was the stat line that he's averaging that's Jordan's. But he's been great, and he leads the league in scoring, and Shea's been awesome on the best team. There have been a couple times since the new year where Jokic has had some duds against the Lakers and different things like that I wonder if that'll also kind of separate him a little.
30-13-10 for Joker with 2 steals.
No one is talking about Giannis either.
No.
Giannis is second in the league in scoring with just as many rebounds. Joker has them beat by 4 assists a night, though.
But that's
averaging 10. Is he averaging a triple-double?
He's averaging a triple-double, yeah.
13, 10, and 30.
Crazy, Bucks, the Bucks job, though, like Giannis is really great, but that's a really difficult job that Doc Rivers has.
It is.
And, oh, man, you should have been here.
I forgot Doc was even still coaching.
You should have been here last week when RJ got to react to Doc Rivers saying, you know, losing all those game sevens and losing these 3-1 leads, it was actually a miracle of my coaching that I even got them there.
Yeah.
And that's actually a credit to me. It's a badge of honor.
Stephen A. responded with, winners don't talk like that. Steph Curry going nuts last night with 52 on 12 made threes.
Dude, like the amount of points that were put up by single players last night was kind of crazy in that 12 made three. He still got it. He hadn't forgotten how to shoot. That's what made him so fun. And that he is still doing it at a high level. It's crazy. Like he could still go out there and put up 50 something.
Nick Harris's boy, Nick, will join us at 7:20 from the owners' meetings in Florida. Jimmy Butler put up 27. I think Ja, unless this is an old clip, I think Ja was bringing out the guns again last night. Was bringing out the finger guns.
That was a clip from last night where he's looking over like
literally
the Warriors
clip.
Bench.
Oh, the gun wasn't mine.
Yeah, no, that one definitely was yours. We saw you raise that one. But yeah, just looked right over to the Warriors bench and pop, pop, pop.
It's not who I am.
What a moron.
I don't think he's learned.
What a moron.
Moron.
Moron. Yeah. That's John Moran.
Did Jerry Jones cost himself and the Cowboys even more Micah money with what he did yesterday? Jerry Jones going viral yet again. We'll take you inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys with Sean, RJ, and Roberto next.